We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
nine,
11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
So if you're listening to this out of order and you're going to listen to yesterday's podcast next, we know it was Clark Gable.
Yeah, we know. We're good.
If you feel like that you're listening to the next podcast and you really want to tell us it was Clark Gable, we know.
Why does Brody have a puss on his face about that?
I haven't listened to yesterday's podcast yet.
It's not a puss. Just, we know. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're good
now. We're going to move on?
Yeah. A good rule of thumb, if you're listening to a podcast and then they do something wrong, they've already been told.
Yeah.
Many times.
Scary and I have that rule on the Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, the Brooklyn Boys.
We give a one-day rule.
Yeah.
Whatever the day we post it,
you have
the one day to tell us that we made a mistake.
Right.
But if you listen to it 3 weeks later, you don't have to worry. We know.
Last week, I was on the podcast, on the other Brooklyn Boys podcast, just to give you an example of this and how this happens. I said on the podcast, the song about a week ago, who does that? Whatever. Yeah, within an hour of the podcast posting, I had five people tell me it was Bobby Shmurda.
Okay.
And then, but the gift keeps on giving as every single day.
The world you got to live in now, though. Right. You got to accept it.
People are telling me, but that was recorded about a week ago.
Right. And I said sub instead of hoagie on one. A month.
Yeah. So today's thing is, hey, we know it's Clark Gable.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
It is funny, though. If we're not, you know, we're on vacation for Christmas or whatever, the holidays, and we're doing best ofs, we'll get tweets from people like telling us like, oh yeah, I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Were you feeling some sort of way?
Are you feeling some
sort of... Or they'll love the chicken joke. Yeah. Like, I haven't been at work in 19 days. I don't know what that is.
This is a 15-minute morning show. Welcome. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the family. I'm Bethany. To my left is David Brody.
Hello.
Garrett.
Yes.
Scary is to my right.
You don't know how much I want to do this right now, but I'm going to refrain.
Do it, man.
Do you want Garrett and I to leave the room? What are you talking about?
You got that giant bubble wrap.
Not just regular size bubble wrap. This is the good kind, the giant size, fun size.
How big would you say those bubbles are?
Oh, yeah, I got to do
like
this.
An inch across.
Scary, I got news
for
you.
Yeah, they're about an inch.
But that's now the medium size bubble wrap.
This is medium?
Yeah, because Garrett was popping bubbles that were the size of footballs.
I was doing that in the club the other night.
Not popping bottles.
Go ahead. Scary, do it.
So this, okay, so what's wrong with this?
No.
What's the matter, Scotty B? What's the matter?
Those are expensive. That's expensive.
What?
Yes, bubble wrap is very expensive.
Like $20 a roll.
And they just walked in too.
It's at least $20 a roll.
With this stuff that I'm popping right now?
Yes.
I'm popping bubbles.
No.
Come on, I pop bubbles more expensive than that.
It's like nails on a chalkboard for me. Don't
so you don't like the sound of it?
No, I do like the sound of it, but it makes me cringe because you're wasting money.
I'm wasting money?
Because you reuse it. Just save
Scotty,
it.
And Scotty B is like the packing guru.
Yeah, when I'm done here, I'm going to open my store, Scott Ships. So I'm going to save all that from here. Stop popping it.
He gives a shit.
Wow, right. I didn't know. I'm being wasteful. The thing is, this was delivered to us. It came in a box, so it's not my bubble wrap. It's other people's bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Well, that's where bubble wrap tends to be in a box.
How is this not the biggest? How is this medium?
I just told you, because now when you buy like stuff from Amazon,
yeah,
they ship it in like football size pillows.
The air pockets.
You pop those, they go boom.
Well, anyway, we put here's a plug for the Instagram. Red Wheel Kathleen put it on Elvis Duran Show. What relaxes you? For me, it's popping bubble wrap. All right.
I thought you listen to EDM music to relax.
I do a lot of it, and that's redundant.
EDM.
Oh,
music.
That's true. That's true.
You just musicked.
Yeah, I ATM machined.
Ooh. You sure did. You PIN numbered.
Oh.
You also VIN numbered.
You VIN numbered.
Yeah.
And you ICU united.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because that happens all the time.
You ER roomed. That's never said.
I got nothing.
So, can we talk about what just happened outside? I don't think any of you were outside, but we got these beautiful gold roses, and so Brody or Scary gave one of them to one of our interns. You gave one to one of our interns.
Yeah.
And I said, so now you need to hold it and say, show me the beast, like from Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
And she said, that movie's creepy. And it was the first time I stopped and thought about it. Beauty and the Beast is about Stockholm Syndrome.
What is Stockholm Syndrome?
So if you don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, it is basically this phenomenon where if you're held captive by somebody, you start to develop feelings of sympathy or affection towards that person.
That didn't happen in the movie Misery, though.
No, it didn't.
But I learned what hobbling meant.
Yeah. So if you think about it,
no Stockholm Syndrome there.
The beast captures her, keeps her in a cage, and then she eventually falls in love with him. That is the definition of Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, in all fairness, he did capture the dad first,
right?
And then she traded herself. So maybe he would have fallen in love. Dad would have fallen in love with the beast.
And then she didn't really marry him until he got hot again.
Yeah, Toy Story has the same.
She said she loved him before he was hot.
Yeah, well, she knew he had money, had a castle.
Was Pretty Woman like that, too?
She's a gold digger.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Andy keeps his toys in a box and takes them out when he wants to. They fall in love with Andy.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's a dark thing. So it made me think, like, what other... A lot of times it's children's stories or fairy tales. What other movies or stories have we thought of our whole life as being these beautiful things, and then it turns out they're just messed up?
50 Shades of Grey.
Ghostbusters. 50 Shades of Grey is also Stockholm Syndrome.
He's fucked up.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm thinking about it. My parents are Stockholm Syndrome. I had no choice but to stay with them. Think about it. Like,
and you
maybe there's
them?
Better parents out there. I don't know.
You fell in love with them?
I fell in love with them.
Gotcha.
I call them all the time. Give them presents.
That's really unhealthy.
By the way, does everyone know where the term Stockholm Syndrome came from?
No.
Sweden?
No, there was a ship called the Stockholm that was hijacked, and people on the ship started feeling things towards their captors.
I believe that's I didn't know that.
Stockholm, the USS Stockholm. You can look that up just to make sure I'm not making that shit up.
That's such an unhealthy relationship.
Oh, I mean, it's totally. Yeah. It's really unhealthy.
Speaking of what Bethany was saying, like the messed up things, like I just learned this little piggy went to the market doesn't mean... what was I saying?
Okay, so you know the little thing, this little, do you, on your toes, your parents would do it like, this little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy went to market, right? Garrett used to think back in the day that the piggy was going to the market to go shopping.
That's what it means.
No, it does not. The piggy went to market, meaning he got sold to the market to be pork chops.
What?
Yeah. And why is the other pig eating roast beef? That seems cruel.
There was no Stockholm syndrome there.
And the one that went killed. Wee, wee, wee all the way home was the lucky one.
Yeah. He peed his pants.
Got to go home.
Another famous instance of Stockholm syndrome is Patty Hearst.
Yeah, that's a big one.
If you know about Patty Hearst.
Yeah, well, do we ever know the truth, though? And there's a movie that right now on television, the Patty Hearst story. We don't know what happened.
It's crazy. So look her up, too. But this this says there was a Stockholm bank robbery. In 1973, a man who was convicted but on parole took four employees of a bank hostage during a failed bank robbery in Kreditbanken. One of the largest banks in Stockholm, Sweden. He negotiated the release from prison of his friends to assist him. They held the hostages captive for 6 days. When they were released, none of the hostages would testify against either captor in court. Instead, they began raising money for their captor's defense.
Wow.
All right, so bank, not a ship. I knew it was something like
Elvis
that.
Elvis just captors. Walked in.
We're talking about Stockholm syndrome. So one of our interns outside pointed out that the movie Beauty and the Beast is creepy, and it's ultimately Stockholm syndrome. Because he keeps her in a cage and then she falls in love with them.
Did anyone watch the assassination of Gianni Versace last night?
No, not
this week. Stockholm syndrome was actually one of the theories of one of the storyline, the murders in the storyline. It's really fascinating.
I love it.
When you watch as much fiction as that is, it is historical fiction. When you're done watching, while you're watching, you Google, you read the stories. And a very interesting storyline last night. It was very, very different than I thought it would be. But yeah, Stockholm syndrome.
It's
absolutely
fascinating. If you're looking to fall into a rabbit hole at work because you got to kill time somehow, I would say the assassination of Gianni Versace, the story itself, is a good rabbit hole to fall down. And Stockholm syndrome is a good rabbit hole to fall down.
You know what other storyline's going on right now, which is, I don't know if Stockholm syndrome applies. It's the John Paul Getty story. Where his grandson was murdered.
Oh, that's a movie that's out now.
It's a movie, and also on FX, they're doing their own miniseries about it with Donald Sutherland playing J.P. Getty, where his grandson really didn't feel like he was getting the attention he wanted, so he staged a kidnapping so his billionaire grandfather would pay it. Well, it turns out the kidnapping actually turned to be, well... You know, he was in on it, then they went against him.
Whoa.
And they kept him kidnapped.
Movie spoiler.
So it was like, well, no, it's a story. Yeah. So it's the opposite Stockholm syndrome. He was with them, then they turned against him.
Dang.
Wasn't that the story, John, that he was infamously cheap or famously cheap?
Yeah, J.P. Getty.
And so when the kidnappers said they wanted a ransom, he made a counteroffer. Like, he wouldn't even just give him the money, right?
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to pay that.
He's like, I'll give you this much.
I just sort of changed your topic a little bit. Sorry
no,
about
no,
that.
No,
it's a fascinating story, though.
It's so interesting to learn about these things that actually happened that maybe we didn't learn about,
right,
that don't pop up. But speaking of that sort of counteroffer thing, I've fallen into the rabbit hole of Twin Peaks, and there's an episode where someone owes these thugs a lot of money. And so his wife gets some money, walks up to the guys, and she's like, all right, I know that he owes you this much, but you are charging him a ridiculous amount of interest. And so instead, you're going to get this much, and then you are never going to come to our house again. And then she storms away. I'm like, would that ever happen in real life that you could just tell off these two thugs and be like, I'm going to take care of my husband, and this is what's going to happen, and
discount.
You're going to shut up.
We love a discount.
Would you have the guts to do, like, would that ever happen?
It's a negotiation. Absolutely, it could happen.
Is it? When two people have guns and you don't? Is that a negotiation?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you could.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to do that. If someone's pointing a gun at me, I'm shitting my pants and saying you win.
Well, again, it's probably what you should do. But if you're with them long enough, you can kind of get to know them a little bit, and maybe they don't want to kill you, and you can kind of tell.
Right.
And so maybe, well, look, you know, I bet we could end this now. Maybe not on your terms, but what if we give me a 25% discount here. We'll take care of that. And maybe they'll buy it.
They say there are things that you can do if you have, if you're in somebody's captivity. Yeah, captivity. Mm-hmm. To like, you have to try and humanize yourself and you have to try to humanize them and like get them to talk. Make sure they know your name.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That
was in the movie Split. Remember? Did you see that movie?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. The M. Night Shyamalan movie. She was doing all of those things. You know, she was kidnapped and held captive.
Yeah.
And she was trying to make herself seem like a real person to this guy, even though I don't want to spoil the movie for you. But
like, do you guys ever think about that? Like, Brody Scary, have you ever thought, this is what I will do if I get taken?
Yeah. Scary, what do your victims do?
Yeah. What do they do?
I don't, you know what? I don't know what I would do, but this all makes a lot of sense.
Well, let's hope
giving me food for thought.
Let's hope we're never in this situation.
But I think I've thought about it a lot. I've thought about it a ton because it is a certain amount of reality that there's bad people out there. And I think because I'm someone who listens to a lot of true crime, you put yourself in these people's positions and some people just shut down. Some people fight. Some people get strategic.
Cerebral.
Cerebral.
Well, I mean, to be honest, read the news. Mm-hmm. These things that we thought were just fictional and not possible at one time, they're happening.
Yeah.
People who are kidnapped and kept down in the basement for years and years at a time.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I've thought about what I would do if there was a home invasion. Like, if I heard somebody coming in the house, I would yell, Mike, Steve, get the guns quick.
That's so smart.
Because if I yell for my daughters.
Yeah, you did that Mike, Steve lie again.
Mike, Hank, get the machine guns now! Yeah, that's what
smart.
I would do.
Well,
because that'll work.
They say you should also, if you're being like mugged, you should yell fire.
Yeah, because people respond to fire.
They don't respond to like gunshots.
Or help. Yeah. People don't hear help.
Yeah.
They hear fire.
They want to protect themselves, but if they hear fire, they'll call police.
Oh, there you go.
There's so many strategies, you guys. You need to start listening to true crime.
Hello, strategies.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Why would people respond to fire before?
Because it might affect them.
Yeah, it could affect them.
Oh, that's selfish.
Scary, go outside and scream fire.
Look up Kitty Genovese.
Go into a movie
after the podcast.
Yeah.
Who?
The famous case in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
We are all operating with lizard brains, you know, with like super primal brains where if you're put in danger, you just go back to survival instincts and your survival instinct is to protect yourself.
Fire!
You're fire, but don't yell it like in a room full of people.
Yeah, that's illegal.
It's why car alarms don't work. Because what happens is the car thieves will set off an alarm, not do anything, they just wait, see that nobody responds, and then they'll break into your car because they know no one's going to respond.
How do you know
that? Because I've seen, I knew people.
He grew up in Brooklyn.
Where'd you get that cut on your fist?
Hello. But people who steal cars know that when you hear a car alarm, what do you think? Do you run to the window to see what's going on? You go, stupid car alarm's
Come
going
on,
off.
Shut the fucking thing off.
And police, when you call the police to tell them that, because there were times when I was younger, I would call the police and say, they go, oh, yeah, car alarm, great, thanks. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah, they're not going to come investigate because they figure somebody bumped into a car.
I have a friend whose car is so loud, he sets off car alarms. Like, as we go, the muffler is gone. So we'll drive through a parking garage, and as he goes, it's just car alarm, car alarm, car alarm, car alarm.
He needs to get that checked.
Sometimes really Scary's chewing will set off a car alarm.
Sure. Don't forget, we have a fresh After Elvis on Facebook Watch today. Make sure you watch. Thank you, guys.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.